is Deanne, and this is the second hour of our three-hour broadcast on Saturday. You find me Monday through Friday on Truth Radio from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. This is a forensic journal. We have a top-of-the-line guest on. I want to say, too, again, we are connected with Internet Cafe Radio that's coming out of Buenos Aires, and we have Claudia Nelson, a well-known journalist, reporter, that is involved with this broadcast, and I cheer her on, and I thank her for connecting us up into Buenos Aires, and welcome all that are listening in foreign areas. Also, we also are connected to Pal Talk, Internet chat room. There's a number of people there that have political forums, and they are attached to this broadcast, so I welcome them as listeners. And we have people on satellite and various other feeds, and I welcome you one and all. By the way, I love to get your letters and correspondence because I read everything. There was a gentleman that was down in one of the prison systems that wrote to me a couple weeks ago down in Alabama, and I was waiting for you to send me the information material you said you were going to mail to me. And I will give you my mailing address again here, and anybody that wants to send me information, please do so. It's Deanne Burley. It's D apostrophe, capital A-N-N-E, then B as in boy, U-R-L-E-Y, 450 Rogers Street, Downers Grove, Illinois, Downers Grove, Illinois, Suite 2E, 60515, 60515. I correspond with people. I have a number of people that contact me, and one and all, I welcome you to this family of new media, indie media broadcasts. We're different. We allow people to talk, which we're doing right now. And we're going back to Rita. Rita, you want to bring your point in and your question of Reverend Pike here?
Okay, well, I'll tell you, a year and a half ago, I had dinner with Father Reynaud from my town here in Trinidad, Colorado, who was a Jesuit here for 135 years until they abruptly left last year. And I discussed with him the fact that our degradation of our church and in the town here, what it had done is basically the Zionist Christianity had done is people first losing the concept of original sin and then the Immaculate Conception. They didn't understand that meaning of the nativity scene. These people in this town don't understand that because they have descended into sodomites that think perhaps that a bisexual woman sired Jesus Christ, or that John the Evangelist was an adulterer, you know, bisexual from adultery, that made had the right of an angel breeder. But this is not the case, and so what they have actually done to this point is they have descended in and lost the Christian faith from that time that I told them that they're not allowed here at this time until they understand the whole concept, and it's a difficult path, but I think America has the best plan because we have the concept of certain inalienable rights, but people have to be able to express those and to state those to other people so that even if it's a really complex issue, you know, we start to understand more and more about how everything fits together. All right? Are we going to a break?
Okay, we're taking a break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Back, and it's Late Night with Deanne on RBNLive.com. Join me during the week on Truth Radio. We're going to have a guest on next week dealing with radiation. I'm going to talk to you extensively about that later. We're coming to the end of this broadcast, but the thing I wanted to talk about now, again, as Christians, as Buddhists, as people of various ethnicities, races, creeds, nationality, belief systems, is it not that we are told by what we believe not to judge other people based on these things, based on race, creed, nationality, and national orientation? Why is it that it seems as though that we have gotten to the point where we are pointing fingers at everybody? We are pointing fingers at everybody and accusing people and saying things that we should not be saying. Now, does it take a government to come back and say and put laws on the books that we have to follow and adhere to when there are just the basic laws and the laws that we should know as being good Christians, good citizens, good people of various religions? Do we have to be like children, that we have to be constantly controlled and told not to do this and that and the other and have law after law after law after law and then keep going in and out of court to feed money into a system that has become so corrupt and outrageous? Is that what we need, Reverend Pike? Do we need to have a system set up like that where we, as children of God, have to be constantly adhered to at a governmental level and told what to do in And have we gotten to the point where we have blatantly destroyed the laws that are just the simple, basic Ten Commandments?
Well, you know, the old saying is you can't legislate morality. The truth is that our system here under the First Amendment allows for great imperfection of speech. It allows for coarse speech. It allows for even blasphemous speech. It allows for very blunt speech. It allows for judgmental speech. It allows for all these kinds of things. And, of course, we don't approve of much of this, but the glory and the genius of the American experience is that there are these, what I call these kind of rough edges around the American flag, and you don't have thought police in one form or another dictating to us what is politically correct. You know, back in medieval England, if you didn't doff your hat to a nobleman when he came down the street, you could be thrown in jail. The great reformer George Fox went into jail repeatedly because he wouldn't use terms of the standard respect for the dukes and earls of England. He wouldn't take off his hat. He wouldn't genuflect in front of them like it was required. Now, in America, we allow all of this kind of freewheeling a right to speak our minds. But what we absolutely do not need is some kind of thought police with very arbitrary and manipulative definitions of what is allowed and what is not allowed, coming down and not only telling us what is right and wrong, but having the federal powers of enforcement to actually indict us, fine us, and even jail us. And that, unfortunately, is what is going on in Canada right now as a result of hate crimes legislation very similar to what is going through Congress. And so I think what we have to do is say that let's just look back at 200 and some years of American history. Has our justice system worked pretty well for the uncouth and the ungracious in our society? Yes, it has. It has. Yes, it's not perfect. Yes. Yes, we bemoan the inequities and the injustices even within this justice system, but it is nevertheless, compared to the injustices of other systems throughout history, that America stands as a shining light of perhaps the best that human beings can attain to.
Well, Reverend Pike, I would like you to give your website information. Rita, thank you for your call. Can you give your website information
yes.
again? And where are we with this law, by the way? I know that it was supposed to have been before either the House or the Senate last week. Has there been a passage of it?
Yeah, well, it was certainly passed in the House of Representatives last Thursday morning. And the same legislation is in the Senate. That's H.R. 1105, is in the Senate Judiciary right now and will probably be moving forward to the first hearings, maybe even as early as next week. Now, it's very important that people come to my website, which is truthtellers.org. At truthtellers.org, we have a very powerful 8.5 by 11 brochure there, which can be printed right out of your computer. And send that to the member of your Senate this week. You see, it's kind of downriver now in the House of Representatives. They've already passed the bill, so the big fight for freedom is now taking place in the Senate. And call the member of the Senate from your district. If I might, I'd like to give that toll-free number to Congress. This is for your member of the Senate. It's 877-851-6437. Again, that toll-free number to the member of the Senate from your district is 877-851-6437. And just tell him, please, or tell his staff, please, tell Senator so-and-so, do not vote for any hate crimes legislation. Hate laws have taken away free speech in Canada and many European countries. And since he's your representative there in the Senate, you just tell him in fairly blunt language, if you do vote for the hate bill, I and my friends will never vote for you again. We have to get tough with these people. Now, I was saying earlier, I believe, that there are a number of Republicans who have strayed over into the liberal pro-hate bill camp. There's about 14 Republicans who voted for the hate bill in the last Congress, And those people should be contacted. And we have the list of those 14 straying Republicans at truthtellers.org. Call them also. And there's another list there of 17 Republicans now in the Senate who are not declaring themselves either way. They're kind of straddling the fence. We need some massive calling this week to this toll-free number that I just gave, and real pressure put on the members of the House, of the Senate this week to come back over. Now, if we only get about six or seven to come back over to the Republican side, that is the side which is opposed to the hate bill, we can kill the hate bill in the Senate. And as I mentioned earlier also, the president has threatened a veto, but I really don't trust politicians. I think there's a possibility Bush might cut a deal. Earlier in his first administration, he said he would pass some kind of modified hate crimes legislation. I don't like the sound of that. I'm afraid there's a chance that after conference between the House and the Senate, that some kind of deal might be worked out. And there can be no compromise with this legislation. It's toxic from beginning to end. We need to reject it. And the best place to be sure that it is killed and destroyed is in the Senate this week. So come to truthtellers.org. We have lots of articles there. As I say, we have a video against hate laws at google.com. Get educated. We've really got to catch up now, because there are powerful and sinister forces wanting to take away our freedom.
Indeed. And I thank you, Reverend Pike, for being on the program. And I'd like to have you back again. And before we end, John, did you have any other questions for Reverend Pike?
Just that the idea that the Constitution, they're violating the initial laws and rules of the Constitution. They can't write the hate law bill. It violates the Constitution's rules.
I agree with you.
They're violating themselves. Yeah. It's redundant in itself.
Yes, absolutely. But,
thank you very much, Reverend Pike, for being on board.
Well, thank you for having me.
And I would like to have you again. And folks, you want to give your website one more time, because you need to have people know how to find out about this.
Sure. The website is www.truthtellers.org.
Okay, well, I thank you, Reverend Pike, and I am going to the next broadcast that we're having for the second half of the hour. We kind of ran past because this was very important, but I will have you back. Thank you very much for coming on.
Bye.
And that was Reverend Pike. Again, this hate crimes legislation is there. You heard it passed one house already. So, you know, what do you feel? How do you think on this situation? Do you feel, you listeners out there, do you feel that this bill is a good thing? Or do you feel this thing is a bad thing? Now, you can take it in various levels. You can look at it in a Christian perspective, but you can look at it as another perspective, too, that maybe it might work to get rid of this corruption in the White House. But then again, maybe it won't work. But is it the fact that we have too many laws, and should we keep adding laws? Will that do any good? Or is it not that the fact we have a Senate and we have a Congress that are sitting there and can do things in regards to complying to hate laws? You got a situation where a person can go into court, and under USC, the federal code, there are laws in regards to discrimination, human rights violation, et cetera, et cetera. But in the current codes of the federal books of law, and the thing is that nobody adheres to them. So why do you have to add more laws? It's right there in black and white, and you know what? The judges look at it, and they basically poo-poo it and refuse to actually act on any of those laws that are already there. So why add more laws if the judicial system isn't doing its job? Again, this is the reason why I'm going to have that march coming after the march on the POWs, because we need to clean up the judicial system. We'll be back. We will return here, 800-313-9443, and we'll be here with our next guest after this break.
K. Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
It's Late Night with Deanne on RBNLive.com. During the week, Truth Radio, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 Central Standard Time, live broadcast. And we are now connected daily. Every day we're on, every broadcast we're on, we're with Internet Cafe Radio, offered up by Claudia Nelson, who's an international journalist. We are being heard in Buenos Aires right now. And welcome listeners from Buenos Aires. Also, we have Pal Talk, where we have a internet chat room of listeners that are very proactive in regards to the issues that we confront in this world. So I welcome all of you and the listeners I have all across. In addition, we have our current guest coming on, and he's a well-known writer. He works for wrote for Wrens. He's been also involved with the Patriot community. His name is Jay Campbell, and Jay, are you there?
Yeah, that's Bruce.
Bruce, I'm sorry, Bruce Campbell. Hey, I wanted to thank you for coming on this late hour, and I wanted to talk to you about the missing $2.3 trillion in the Pentagon on September 10th. And that was one of the things that you had covered. And the reason I'm bringing that up is I'm going to bring it back to what we're talking about with this hate crime legislation. So can you tell us about what happened with the $2.3 trillion that disappeared out of the Pentagon based on the articles that you wrote?
Well, I can only guess. I mean, Donald Rumsfeld spoke to the Senate Armed Services Committee on September 10th and mentioned the fact that $2.3 or $2.4 trillion could not be accounted for. And he said that the controller of the Pentagon, whose name is Dov Zakheim at the time, is also a rabbi and a citizen of Israel, was the controller of the Pentagon. And he said to the senators that Mr. Zakheim was unable to hire the necessary accountants to locate the missing $2.4 trillion. And then Mr. Zakheim left the Pentagon shortly after that.
Well, the thing that's fascinating about this, and the reason I'm bringing this up, is it happened just one day that they found out about that. One day, just before September 11th. And a couple of weeks prior to that, there was close to $1 trillion missing in expense account money in the Pentagon. And it's just kind of interesting, the fact that if that happened to you or I working in a corporation, we lost that kind of money, we would be fired immediately. We would be disciplined. We might even be charged with a crime. We might even be in jail right now if we did something or were involved with a large budget amount like that and it disappeared. Now, the interesting thing is this gentleman we're talking about, he wasn't reprimanded. He basically made a comment, you know, yeah, it's disappeared. He went on his business to move into other areas. Now, again, this gentleman was from Israel, was a rabbi. Now, why is it that this person, and not one dime was paid back, by the way. Nobody looked for the money, and I think $2 trillion or whatever amount of money that I can't count, you know, it would take me eons to figure out how to count that kind of money. It would be very easy to spot wherever it went to. And there has not been any infrastructure in this government to look into and investigate that. Why do you think that is, though? Why do you think that's going on, Bruce?
Well, I think it went to Israel. I think Israel got the money. And I think maybe Zakheim went to Israel with it. I'm not sure where he is, honestly, but I don't even know if there's a $2.3 trillion or $2.4 trillion has ever been in a budget for the Pentagon. I don't even know where you get $2.4 trillion because that money hasn't been budgeted. So how could it be missing? That's the mysterious part about the whole thing. And that represents about 10 years of Pentagon budget.
But so then it was just before September 11th, and this guy was involved, and it was Israeli. Now, again, if you say these things, which this law goes back through, you can't say anything about Israeli. You can't say anything about any of these things, or Zionists, or various people that were involved with shadow budgets and money, and it happened to have been with the CFR. You know, this gentleman was with the CFR. And the whole thing here is that it's been a situation that we have been looking at for I don't know how long here, of secret conspiracies and individuals that are insiders that are set up to collapse this government. And the one thing that was going on that was happening simultaneously was something that you were involved with, and the thing that's gone right now, or basically disintegrated, was the people out there that were the people like Minutemen or the people out there that had the power to protect the people. The power of people having their own protection in their homes, guns or whatever, the power of the individuals that are out there that were there in Michigan, militias all around that they tried to get rid of. And we're going to talk about the power of the militia and what the militia represented with our guests. Bruce Campbell when we return after this break. And callers, 800-313-9443. This is an important issue of what the militias offer up in this tyranny we are in. After we return here on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Late night with Deanne on RBN Live. And we're here with our guest, Bruce Campbell, well-known writer, reporter. And we're talking to him about the militia. Now, we want to get an idea of the concept of militia, what the militia offered up, and how it would help now in this tyranny we're in. Bruce, can you explain the militia?
Well, you know, we had this thing back in the old days called the militia before the country was founded, and when the country was finally founded, the militia was called all men between the ages of 18 and 45 who are not members of the military. So now, though, see, I started this thing in 1989. I wrote this called The New American Man in 83, and I couldn't get it published. So I finally published it myself by 1989, and I called, and it was called The New American Man. I called for the rising of the militia, which, you know, was just my way of trying to overthrow the government by force. and I was trying to use some traditional old name so guys would feel comfortable, you know, belonging to such a thing. There was nothing really to belong to because there was no move. I mean, there was no membership. There was no leader. It was just a state of mind. And I did a lot of radio shows, and my book did pretty well. And all of a sudden, up sprang the militia. You know, guys said, hey, you know, I'm in the militia. I didn't really know what it was, but everybody, all these guys were saying, I'm in the militia. Well, all I was trying to do was get everybody to get armed and get an armed state of mind because, you know, we've got probably more guns than just about any country in the world per capita, but we've kind of been disarmed mentally. Yeah, we got all these guns, but don't have the will to use them to save ourselves. And, of course, you know, laws have been passed that you can't even use a gun to save yourself, like this thing that happened in Virginia at the college. You know, that was the saddest thing. But anyway, I was trying to start a new state of mind, which I did. And by 1995, millions and millions of guys had kind of come to the conclusion that this was the only way to behave. You know, buy some guns, buy some ammunition, and get ready to fight. They didn't know who to fight because I was kept telling them, well, it's the government. You know, the government is the enemy. And that was a big step. But at least guys were buying guns. And that was good.
So why did you feel the government was the enemy back then? What was it that turned you to see that there was a problem in the government?
Well, I guess it was the passage in 1913 of the Federal Reserve Act when the government gave to a private bunch of gangsters the power to make our currency and rip us off, which is the whole root of our problem, is this Federal Reserve bunch of gangsters. They're just, Federal Reserve is not federal, and it's not a reserve. It's like, you know, a big scam. And the government sells, or gives all these bonds that they say are valuable to these Wall Street guys, and then somehow the Federal Reserve monetizes these bonds and turns out all this counterfeit paper, which we call dollars. But they're really nothing. You know, they're just nothing. But what else is there? Nobody. There's nothing else. So we have to use this stuff, but it's really nothing. But that's how we get ripped off, and that's why, you know, a truck costs $50,000 now instead of $5,000 because they've just counterfeited it so crazily. So anyway, that was the root of the whole problem. And then, of course, that led to wars, led to World War One, and then World War II. Now, I guess World War II was the final horrible thing because, you know, 60 million people were killed. And that's when it occurred to me that, you know, the government is the enemy. World War II showed that. Pearl Harbor was, you know, a deliberate deception by Roosevelt. So you start looking at all these things, and, well, how do you get rid of these guys? I mean, you can't vote them out. They won't leave.
that's true.
You got a guy like Henry Kissinger. I mean, how do you vote out Henry Kissinger? If a Democrat's in there or a Republican's in there, Henry Kissinger's there. How do you get rid of Henry Kissinger?
You can't vote him out.
Well, I mean, that puts him in a bad position. Because once somebody uses that kind of deceptive power, then it leaves us no choice but to remove them by force. And that's what I was trying to get the militia to do. But then by 1995, of course, the government, you know, kept saying, oh, my God, you know, we got to get rid of these guns. So every time they did that, like Hillary Clinton did something or Bill Clinton or George Bush did all this to get the guns, they bought more guns. You know, everybody's saying, hey, that's proof that we need our guns. So they said, well, what do we do? You know, how do we? This militia thing is going crazy. We never expected this. So how do we destroy this thing? Well, we have to make the militia into a dirty word. How do you do that? Well, I guess, you know, if the militia killed some children, then, I mean, who'd want to be in the militia? Yeah. So that's what they did in April 19th, 1995. They blew up their own federal building with a bunch of children and grown-ups, and they blamed the militia. The militia had nothing to do with it. There was no militia. You know, a militia is just a state of mind. There's no such thing. You know, some guys in Michigan, some guys in Montana use the word, but who you're not authorized to use the word. You know, the militia is just the people. just the men trying to protect women and children from predatory men. You know, that's what it is. So somebody says, well, I'm in the Michigan militia. Well, fine. You know, okay, you got your camouflage. Okay, that's not the point. The militia was supposed, well, here's what the Militia Act of 1792 said. It said that the militia must suppress combinations which become too powerful for the ordinary course of judicial proceedings. What's a combination? It's like a gang, like the Federal Reserve, or like the Anti-Defamation League, or like a street gang, or the Justice Department. You know, the FBI. These are criminal organizations. The FBI is America's number one terrorist organization. I mean, who can deny this? Look what they've done. Look what they keep doing. They're terrorists. They're liars. They frame people. They have a totally phony scientific laboratory. One of their own top scientists admitted that they fake evidence. They've been faking evidence forever. The fingerprint thing, the ballistics thing, it's all fake.
Well, the thing that's really bad, too, is the way the rebels are in these organizations. They have, like, people they criminalize. They set them up in situations of, selling drugs or doing something that they, say is illegal. And then basically set them up for a sting and then make them informants and force them to be like gimps for these agencies. And they go out there and criminalize other individuals and people that are innocent in order for them to, basically feed in to get more money. And then, see, this is the whole issue, and this is the thing that you're bringing up on here. And the point is, how do you get rid of this corruption? How do you get rid of all these corrupt areas that are seeded into the government?
Well, I guess the first step is to acknowledge that the government is the enemy. The government is corrupt. The government is always wrong, you know. And any time they say something, you can tell that they're lying and they're trying to cheat us and steal from us and probably kill some of us, and eventually to kill a bunch of us and put a lot of us behind bars or in one of these phony camps that they've... I mean, I'll tell you a great story. You know, back in the 70s, a guy named William Pabst wrote a book called Concentration Camp Plans for U.S. Citizens. And I finally read it about 1980, early 1980, so... Boy, so this is pretty hot, and it showed all these concentration camps that the U.S. government under this FEMA had set up. And so I called FEMA in Washington in 1986, and I said, I got this guy named Russell Clanahan. He was the spokesman. He dealt with the public. I said, well, listen, I'm reading this book, Concentration Camp Plans for U.S. Citizens. Uh-huh. Well, I mean, it says, this guy's a lawyer. I said, he says that you've got about, 20, 25 camps set up. No, he said, we don't. Have you heard of something called Operation Garden Plot? He said, no. Operation Garden Plot is an Army operation. He said, call Captain Ross at the Pentagon. Okay, do you have his phone number? Yeah. He gave me his phone number. Okay, thank you. So I call Ross at the Pentagon. I go through this big rigmarole. Are you a reporter? Is this for attribution? No. Okay, so Ross comes on the phone. What I can do for you? I said, well, I was talking to Clanahan over at FEMA, and I'm asking him about Operation Garden Plot. He said, Operation Garden Plot is a FEMA operation. I said, well, that's what I thought. But he said it's your operation. No, he said it's a FEMA operation. Okay. Well, what about Operation Cable Splicer? I've been reading, in this booklet I've got here about these operations. Just a minute. He comes back finally and says, Operation, we have a comment on Cable Splicer. Yeah, I said, well, I thought that was kind of like the state version of Garden Plot. He said, I said, we have no comment on Cable Splicer. Okay. Well, thank you. So I call Clanahan back at FEMA. Yeah, I said, this is Campbell again, and I was just talking to Ross, Mm-hmm. Well, he says that Garden Plot is a FEMA operation. He chuckles a little bit. He says, you know what FEMA does? Well, I said, you manage emergencies. He said, FEMA is the custodian of expired authorities. I said, you know, I know what those words mean, but when you put them all together like that, I don't know what you're talking about. No, well, he said, you know, back in the 50s, there were many acts passed. The Defense Manpower Act, Defense Manpower Resources Act, and he named some others. Yeah. Well, they've expired. Oh, so you're saying you own these powers, even though they're expired? That's right. Well, I said, what would make them come back to life? Well, he said a declaration of a national emergency.
This is crazy.
Man, I said, that would make you very powerful. Well, yeah, he said, yeah.
If they have expired acts, and the government expired, they hold and have license over those things, and then if they just choose under emergency to enact any of those and enforce them, they can't.
They come back to full power, and FEMA is in control of them. So I hung up, and so a year later, 1987, Oliver North was on the stand, and all of a sudden, the Miami Herald came out with a big series on Oliver North and FEMA conspiring to suspend the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and set up concentration camps. Wow. Somebody said, hey, why don't you call FEMA back and ask them about that? Damn right. So I called Flanahan back a year later. Said, hey, Flanahan, this is Campbell again. You remember me? No. Well, I said, last year I was asking you about Operation Garden Plot. Oh, yes, I do remember you. What can I do for you? What can you do? I said, Oliver North is on the stand right now, and Miami Herald says that you and he were doing exactly what I said last year. Well, he said, I'm not handling these questions now. I'll have to have somebody else call you back. Okay. So the next day, again, Bill Makeda calls me back to the office. Yeah, Mr. Campbell, this is Bill Makeda. What can I do for you? I want to know about this deal that the Miami Herald is talking about between you and Oliver North. Yep, he said, I dealt with the Miami Herald. I said, so it's true. No, it's not true, but I'm the one that dealt with the Miami Herald. Well, I'll tell you this much. He said, Ollie North and his people were here quite a bit between 1982 and 1984. Oh, so it's true. I'm not saying that. Okay. Now, he said, regarding detention facilities, detention camps, now I hadn't mentioned a thing about that, but Flanahan obviously had my dossier from the year before. He, gives it to McCade and says, this is what this guy is curious about. So he says, we don't have any detention camps. Uh-huh. Well, he said, there's the one in Wisconsin, there's the one in Kentucky, and the one in Louisiana. I thought you said you didn't have any camps. Well, just the three. Mm-hmm. Well, he said, these are for the Cubans, the Mariel Boatlift people. They're crazy. Now, what are you going to do with them? Well, listen, Bill, I said, I don't care about the Mariel Boatlift people. I'm concerned, are you going to put people like me in your camps? You wouldn't do that. Uh-huh. So what else? Nothing, Bill. Well, you have a nice day now. So he was kind of giving me the finger and, saying, what are you going to do about it? Yeah, we're doing it, and, there's nothing you can do about it. He's just kind of playing with me. So I called back to FEMA about, a couple years later, because my book came out, and I mentioned this in my book, and I mentioned Bill Makeda, and I gave his phone number in my book, and I told exactly what happened. And by God, next time I called FEMA back, I asked for Mr. Makeda, and they said, well, unfortunately, Mr. Makeda is no longer with us. He's dead. Oh, what a shame. So maybe I did some good there. It's a beginning.
See, the thing is that this thing with FEMA is kind of an interesting thing, because if you look at where their fingers were, they were in Oklahoma City, and they had fingers over there in the World Trade Center, and there were some interesting stories I heard about FEMA in the World Trade Center, and that's not even inclusive to the interesting stories that have happened in New Orleans, and I was wondering if you knew of those three incidents that FEMA was involved with Oklahoma City, New York, and the World Trade Center, and also New Orleans.
Well, just what you know, FEMA was was in New York, you know, like they were expecting something to happen. They were there the day before. I mean, that's been in the press. So why were they there? You know, what did they know? And when did they know? But I think the point is with FEMA, we saw what, you know, they do not manage emergencies. They're totally incompetent when it comes to this emergency management thing, because 75% of their budget is black, and 25% of it is for emergencies. So they don't spend much time on emergencies like Katrina. They're set up to rule us after an emergency is declared by the president. So, I mean, they are probably the number one organization that we can see that's going to be have to be removed. You know, they are very, very dangerous people and have no conscience whatsoever.
John, do you have any questions of Bruce here?
Well, it's just a situation where they're... you know, they've written new laws of presidential demands if something happens. And so I don't know if they're all historical laws, and I hear the music, so I'll cover it back when we get back here.
Call us 800-313-9443. We'll be back after this break.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Leanne, and we're welcoming our guest, Bruce Campbell. And we're talking about the nightmare that has been going on in this government. I want John had some questions here. John, you want to continue?
Well, if my memory served me right, you had a book written that in the first hurricane hit last season, it was Dennis, was in Mobile, Alabama. The only place that FEMA trailers were Mobile, Alabama. And so as you have the government orchestrating against the public and creating these disasters, there's like, 300 weather modification patents. President Bush and President Clinton made a Bush-Clinton-Katrina fund patent trademark like 2 months prior to Katrina. And again, the FEMA trailers were only in Mobile, Alabama. They weren't in Florida. They weren't in South Carolina. They're only in Mobile, Alabama. And so that was an indicator that they're following the disaster plan of who's creating it. And so they're just another strong arm of the government creating this illusion of being somewhere. And it's like when they hit New Orleans, it was, 4 or 5 days before they went to New Orleans. They've still got a prison camp there that's kind of it's like a socially acceptable prison camp in essence. And yet we can be in Indonesia in less than 24 hours. We have portable hospitals that we can set up anywhere in the world within 24 hours. And yet we euthanized an entire hospital in New Orleans. And so are these people prepared? They got all sorts of money behind them. It's this facade they put in our head that because they got the fancy name, FEMA, of Federally Emergency Reaction Group of whatever, a bunch of, I'm getting my hate speech out here. I guess I can't say it.
Oh, go ahead.
We'll have to watch out, John. Legislation.
There's no point in trying to get on their good side. You might as well, keep speaking plainly, because it's too late for euphemisms and powder puff stuff. We're in a lot of trouble, and we can't get out of it unless we acknowledge it and really identify how evil and murderous these guys are. They're just guys. I mean, they're just people. And, we bought their guns. The guns they're carrying around are ours, and I think we should ask for them back. I think we should disarm all of these fake federal agencies that are bullying us so much with our own damn guns.
The truth of the matter is you're responsible for your soul. You have several quantum physicists that are telling about God's frequency of 528 nanometers. As it's written in the Bible, Jesus said, we will be as he and greater. We will learn to be that way. Well, you can't do that in one life. And so there's reincarnation. We're coming back. So that means just because you think this is it, there is no more, you're wrong. There's more lives. There's responsibility for it. You take a risk by not being virtuous and trying to do the best you can for everybody every day. And when they start to recognize that again, as karma is something that comes above you, as they think they're going to crawl into their holes if there's a disaster here and they're going to be safe, their karmic debt load, it might be their only grave is that they're headed for. And I hear the music coming, so we'll be back in just a minute here on RBN Live.
Call us 800-313-9443.
It's true.